Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum. Hello. On our show, we're trying to get a better understanding of what the future holds for us and how can we, as a society, hasten our development towards a better future. Tal, please. Yeah. On our previous show, we talked about community organization, and what we see is that we're feeling a growing need for connection, a connection we lost throughout the years, as a result of which we began living an ever more isolated, separate life. Maybe we have a sense of greater freedom, but with an ever-growing need to feel support and a sense of belonging. And I think that today many people feel it, but they don't know where to find the satisfaction, this good feeling. And we started talking about what will a community look like in the future? A community in which we can feel real freedom without limits. And today we want to talk about it and understand how can we get there. And I like to start with a question. You described a beautiful, very pleasant situation, but we as people that grew up in society, we're truly needy of our privacy. We want to choose in life what we want. We don't want for someone else to tell us what to do and what not to do. And we want to manage our life ourselves. So how do we create a community which won't be a burden for us, but will be really good and convenient? First of all, we have to understand that we are not free. We're not free people. Nature develops different inclinations in us, desires. Nature arranges inside us and outside of us different conditions, givens, and the inner form of our development and the external form in which human society is developing in, and the general form of nature, the still vegetative, animate. All these forms are interconnected, and this is how from one generation to the next we feel changes, mutually influencing each other all the time. And therefore, it's not that we feel like doing this or that, we want it or not, it's worthwhile, it isn't, according to some idea that some scientists has with his imaginations, or a politician that feels like doing something special in order for people to know who he is. But we have to investigate the direction that is coming from nature and to start acting according to that direction. And therefore, really, there's a very special discernment that each of us is very individualistic, not wanting anything from the world. And the best thing would be if the world wouldn't exist altogether, meaning humanity. But I'd leave a few of them, better machines. But if not, then a few people to serve me. But that's it, on the one hand. On the other hand, I feel that I can't go without them. And in order to provide me with everything that I need many people. And even today, if we make an accurate calculation, I maybe even need the entire world. We're that interconnected. So, what follows is that we have these two directions that are truly opposite, counter to each other, and we can't do anything in between them. We see that on the one hand, countries hate each other, and on the other hand, they necessarily depend on one another. And the same with nations and with everyone. I live in a city. What do I need these people for? But without these people, without us together building, suppose, the municipality for it to clean our garbage, provide us with water, different services, electricity. I myself, I won't be able to build such a municipality just in order to serve myself. So I need others. I have to bear them in order to provide what I need for myself. Meaning there's always in favor and against these two directions. And so, because we have no other choice, we suffer. And on the other hand, we want to decide on things ourselves, but because we have no other choice, we agree with others. And therefore, even though if we're talking about the current situation, without talking about the future, that maybe we're advancing towards a more communal life, talking about our life here and now, it's good for us, worthwhile, to develop community education, by which a person will know how to better use the community in order for it to be much more beneficial, and we can save lots of things by that. It's purchasing power, it's extracurricular activities for children, for women, mutual help, and it doesn't necessarily have to come at the expense of me paying money for it all the time, but by us getting better organized, the problem is my nature, that I don't care about everyone, I disregard everyone, I don't want to see anyone. I'm as if not at home for them, ever. And therefore, this emotional barrier that I don't want to get close to anyone outside my apartment and all the more my neighbors. I don't want to go out of my apartment and say hello to everyone and smile. I want to pass next to them as if they don't exist. That's the most convenient thing for me. Live and let live. What do you want? As if everyone's transparent, I don't identify them. So how can I still maybe change my direction? Because if to begin with, I would treat them in a good and nice way, without pressure, without effort, but simply so. When I was a child, I wanted to be all day long with other kids. In the evening, my parents used to yell at me, "Where were you?" I could barely detach myself from them and go home. I prefer to be with them 24 hours a day. So I want to have the same tendency towards the entire world. I don't want to feel rejected by them in states where it is beneficial for me to be together with them. But today, I'm so locked inside myself that I need to apply lots of effort, strength, in order to come out of my cell, smile a bit, talk a bit, have different kinds of connections with them. It's hard. It's hard. There are people that, for them, that's their character. You know, they joke around, they don't mind anything. But they are very few. And because our world is becoming ever more integral, interconnected, mutually dependent, we see how it is in the world that people want to disconnect, wanting to show, you'll see how you really need me, and suddenly I find out that I need them. Meaning, we're interdependent, and therefore, to bring a person to a state where to come closer to others will be something effortless for them, like kids that want to play together, don't want to be apart, maybe they forget that they have to rest, eat, all the more do their homework. You know, in the backyard, and probably the girls with the dolls something, and the boys playing soccer or something. So, to bring people to such a proximity, closeness, is something that can be done by social education. And that is the purpose of education. Also, something that's really felt is that our life isn't built this way for such a connection. We're all living a very intensive, pressured life, work, studying, home. When do we have time to meet each other? Meaning our entire life is aimed at the way that we're behaving with each other. Will that also have to change? It'll change whether we like it or not. 80-90% of the population of the world will be unemployed, for sure, if not 100%. Depending on the technology that we'll develop, how will we develop robots and technology and so on. So what kind of a form, platform, kind of connection do we have to create for people? Infrastructure do we have to build for people to start getting closer? It's a matter of education. It's not the matter of the encounter. The encounter could be one of the means of the education, but the education itself, community education, social education, it has to really be the outcome of research and discussions and experimenting. You have to develop that. The way we present it to different communities, to different kinds of people. It depends on a person's level of intelligence, their characteristics, their profession, men, women, children, elderly people, and so on and so forth. Those that live in a village or in the city, and so on. Meaning, it takes this kind of education. It needs research and flexibility in accordance with the different kinds of people. Thinking about my friends, young couples, they live in the city, they work, some of them are students, sometimes they go to the movies. So you're already telling me about several different kinds of communities. Students is one thing, it's completely different than the working people. And they have to somehow be in their community with their colleagues, with their families, and so on and so forth. And maybe in the meantime, there will be communities according to their hobbies. So that's what I'm asking. Where in the day-to-day life that we live will we find the time or place that we'll go to in order to start building this kind of a community? Therefore, we have to understand that people have no time and actually have no desire. But what do they really want and what is beneficial for a person in order to find the time and have the desire? What kind of community would they like? Maybe it has to do with kids' education, which is very precious to a person. Or how do I arrange my relations with my colleagues at my workplace, by which I can advance, benefit from it? Meaning, where can a person benefit? Kids, for sure, that's the closest thing to a person. Then maybe their workplace. Then maybe health. And so on and so forth. These kinds of things, but to especially touch those points that are closest to a person, that in order to improve them, he's willing to find the time, even at the expense of something else. So we won't have to go and meet lots of people in the city square or something. No, that's for sure not. Only with entertainment can you do something like that. But this is what people are looking for today. If we're talking about entertainment, then we can't burden them with anything. We can have some kind of a community evening in the center of the city. Maybe there's an opportunity to do it on Independence Day or something. And then to bring people closer by that. It sometimes happens on these occasions. People are already used to it. but it doesn't have to do with community education. So what is community education? What do you have there? Education, first of all, community, communal education. It means that I have no community. What kind of a community do I want to have? According to my profession, age, family, children, couples, according to what? It's a community according to vacation, according to leisure time. Community could be like on television, every time you see people cooking. What kind of a community? I have to know, who am I talking about? Who am I talking to? Suppose it's some neighborhood in town. I have to find out who's living there, what kind of problems do they have, what do they want for themselves, what age are they, what's going on, and then to find out, how can I really pull them? What will I give them that I have and have and have, and then they'll run and run and run for that thing? Suppose where I live, in my neighborhood, a week ago, people joined a walking group. They meet in the evening when it's not hot, and they walk together. I also see that in my neighborhood. So is that a community element that everyone comes downstairs and we do something together? I don't know if it's community, because community, it means connection between people, and this is an entirely external connection. We can barely know each other's names. For this, we don't have to be connected. I don't have to know whether you're married or single. What are you doing for a living? How do you feel? What do you like? What don't you like? And so on. But we have a very external, superficial kind of connection. Very external connection between us, that we only meet downstairs in order to walk together. So, if we want to increase the communal feeling inside this walking group, what do we have to add to that? I don't know, even after walking with them for months, if you'll invite them to for an evening to sit together on the grass and do something, I'm not sure that they'll agree, because they need you only in order to walk together, meaning there's no educational element here. And they have no need for it. Okay, what is community education? It's that people have to feel that in order to achieve something that they want, they have to undergo a certain interchange. Not big, but still something. And therefore, they'll have to open their ears and listen. And by small change, by just listening a bit, they understand in advance that they will have something good as a result, something beneficial. We'll get some tips about the children or the family, how to save electricity and other bills, how to achieve a good relationship with the school that our kids are going to, and what do we want to get from there. Maybe we can demand something from the municipality, some discount and taxes and so on. Suppose in my neighborhood, people got together. There are a few lawyers there, and they wrote a letter to the municipality that they demand to lower their property tax. Why? Because there are plenty of places where houses are being built right now, so we don't live a normal life. It's like living on a construction site. And they got it. So that's a good example. So you had a few lawyers there that were active, and they led a community operation. They wrote a letter to the municipality in order to improve their life. How do we... Most of the people, they're not active. There were 2-3 people there that pushed the entire matter, and maybe 5-6 more that supported it. That's it. Suppose I'm not an active person. Tal, she looks like a very active person. If she were... would she live in that neighborhood? She'd probably join the initiative. But me, I don't know. In other words, don't knock on my door. So if there is such a process called community education, can it bring me closer to be active? Can it turn any person into an active person? I think so. But it depends on who does it. Meaning, if we do it correctly, we can get a person out of his corner and in some way to have him join the activity. Suppose I'm that person. Okay, so we take you with us. How? You have to sit with us. There's no such thing for me as have. Only the boss at work tells me what I have to do. Mister, you want to benefit, you want to succeed, your children or your wife, they're demanding something of you, they'll give you no rest to a point where you will no longer be able to sit quietly in your corner. You'll have to sit with us to some extent, once in some time, but to sit together and think with us and participate. There's no choice. You go to work, you participate with others. Yeah, but I'm getting paid. So here you get a discount or a better life, more convenient, something else. You have to. What can you do? Like you owe at work, you owe here. It's the same benefit and even more. But in my neighborhood, I get it even without being active, because she's active. Incorrect. Did you get a discount for your property tax? We'll go to Tal and tell her not to work until you join. What do you think? Because we want to bring you into the education. And therefore... you have no choice. Therefore, you will have to appear and join the process, our process. And you'll come to our meetings, you'll be on our workshops, because we have to build a community. And we want, by this community, to make much greater things for ourselves than reducing our property tax. We want to really become a role model neighborhood. I, even though that I'm active, I don't like to go to these meetings where people talk a lot, argue. That's how most of the people are. Here, it's the very opposite. No disputes. The other way around. We come to educate people, not one against the other and who's right, but only all of us together are right if we all agree together and support, and everyone makes place for the others. But is there some kind of an added value here? I understand we'll improve our neighborhood. First of all, we improve our relations. Yeah, but I want something social, yeah? We will not allow these things to happen, even big discounts and so on. We will not allow it to happen unless we improve our relations, our community. In our neighborhood, we got the municipality to add many road signs. Many. And so we live quietly. Maybe it's something egotistic, very individual, only for our neighborhood. But that's how it is. No one comes in. If Owen wants to come into our neighborhood, he can only come in from one place. Before that, he could come in from 20 different places. Today, no. No strangers come into our neighborhood. Whoever comes into our neighborhood is someone who lives there. And different other things. What do? We fence ourselves in that all of us together feel responsibility for the place that we're living in, and we look at it as our place. And suddenly we become active and we think about this place. What else can I improve? More vegetation and something for the kids and for their safety, and so on and so forth. And again, street dogs and cats, you can live in paradise out of an ordinary neighborhood to turn it into a upper-class neighborhood. You just have to get him out of his corner. So we'll pressure him and he'll come out. And that goes for everyone. But it comes along with education. It's not in order to have more vegetation, but it's in order to educate people, by which we build an atmosphere in our environment, community atmosphere, by which everyone feels that they are like that kid that wants to all the time play on the playground with his friends, that I'll have a feeling that I don't have to come out of my apartment into the backyard, into the street, and I don't feel at home. This is also my apartment. Did you ever have that feeling? When you were a child, right? When I grew up in the village where I lived, of course. That's it. That's how we want to live. The whole world is mine. Let's advance towards that. If you have a barbecue and throw in a few beers, there are good chances that we'll come over. Why not? We can do it. With music and children playing and the women talking and the men with beers. Why not? For the steak to be thick. Call me, I'll come. Only veal for you, don't worry. Thank you very much, Dr. Leitman. Thank you, Tal. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best. ¶¶